Shout out to my girl Carrie in London.
Your tea about to be popping. The queen about to be popping. Fit times for your drive from London. Strap in, it's time for thunder.
Carrie and Tommy about to have a jolly good time.
Carrie and Tommy bring big fun to your ears every day. And Chemist Warehouse bring great savings every day. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale is on now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Tuesday, Arvo. How are we, guys?
Oh, but not as tired as old mate over here. Did you hear any of that?
No, Jesse just started to.
He's doing, oh, well, you missed it. Told you how I was feeling, and you'll have to guess.
Pretty good, by the look of you. You look chipper, Bickers. And
I did not sleep at all, but I sound better than you.
Oh, well, you look great. But my mum warned me about this, and I knew it would happen eventually. She said, if you keep hanging out with Carrie for long enough, her habits will rub off on you. And so I decided to take a leaf out of your book.
You're taking leaves?
And hit the piss
what
last
time
night,
did
Bickers.
You get to bed?
No, it wasn't that late. But I hugged the waiter at the restaurant to say thank you when we were leaving, and I was like, that was too much.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
one
I thought you were
going to
say you hugged a tree, so that's good.
I hugged a tree.
We went through a phase as kids where my mum used to hug trees, so we'd hug trees.
Was that before or after you sat in a circle chanting Kumbaya? And if people
around
think that's a joke,
same time.
That's
around
a real thing time. That happened in your cult.
We lived on a property with lots of trees.
Do you think you ever looked?
And then I discovered there was a carry tree. Well, I hugged that one tight, didn't I?
Do you think you ever look back and realise that you grew up in a cult?
Yeah, I'm starting to realise it.
Yes.
I'm okay with it, though.
Yeah, often people, they think, because you're still in it.
So it's fine. Yeah. No, I'm not.
Sure. Hey, Bickers, heaps coming.
We all got out. I'm tired, but I tell you.
You can't all get out.
Yeah, it's dissolved. The cult's no longer. Once the leader left, you know.
You know how I said you're looking great and you don't look tired? How do you sound more drunk than I am?
Tell you who was tired, my cab driver. We need to discuss that next.
What a segue. Just when you think the professionalism is waning, she gets them back.
It's Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday, Arvo.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Tuesday, Arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So I'm not used to jumping in Ubers around 5 a.m. Those days are well behind me. And back then they were cabs, not Ubers. Mm. But I've been doing it regularly at the moment because obviously when I'm broadcasting from London, it's breakfast time over here, even though it's afternoon over there. Thanks, Carrie, for explaining the time.
No, that was helpful. Because don't be too hard on yourself. I thought that was helpful. Which one is better? Now that you've got to experience both, would you rather do our show in the morning? Or
no,
in the afternoon.
I wouldn't. Can you hear how I sound? This is the sound of a woman that's not sleeping and sounds a bit drunk when she hasn't drunk in 4 days.
Don't worry, we're just two drunk girls doing radio.
Anyway, this morning, the guy was literally falling asleep. He was.
What do you mean?
This is what you do not want your driver doing. It was almost like a comedy sketch. So first of all, he was listening to. Apparently, there's this seagull that keeps going into a Tesco and stealing
this
cheddar.
This is good stuff.
cheddar cheese. Occasionally Doritos, but he likes cheddar cheese. Anyway, and they've named him, obviously, Stephen Seagull. Stephen Seagull.
That's good.
Although
this announcer just said Stephen Seagull after Stephen Seagull. That's not his name. Anyway, he was listening to that.
Because I've got questions.
Well, he didn't give me more of the story.
How does the seagull get into the cheese?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
And if it's stealing Doritos, how does it open the packet?
Yeah.
How could he possibly have fallen asleep listening to this?
I know.
Well, anyway, so then he switched over and put a bit of Dua Lipa on because he was feeling tired and I could tell he was feeling tired. He needed to get up about. So he blasted the music and I was like, this is a lot for only being awake for about 5 minutes for me. Anyway, then this is not a word of a lie comedy sketch, what he started doing.
So slapping himself
slapping
in the
his
face.
Cheeks. Slapping his cheeks.
You look like Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone.
Oh yeah.
And then at one point we were at the lights, right? And he kept his head was down like this. And then he kept doing this thing his eyes, where you're trying to open your eyeballs up. And I was like, this guy's trying to stay awake.
Oh my God. Because did you tell him the hair in the window trick?
No, what's that?
It's a great trick. Obviously, don't drive when you're going to fall asleep, and that should be the main message here. But if you have to, for some reason, you put the window down a little bit and get your hair and then
put it
in the window and put the window up, right? And so your hair's caught in the window. So then if you're on the nod, when you nod down, it yanks your hair. So when your head goes down, it goes and pulls your hair, and then you're like, oh, I'm back in the game.
It's pretty good.
You need a long ponytail for that.
No,
that's not for a guy. You'd be driving.
I'd have my head. Right. Yes, I would.
Yes, you would.
Just keep veering
anyway, but
to
it
the
reminded
right.
me. He didn't fall asleep. I'm here. We're all okay. But it did remind me of when we went to do that pink. Remember that pink rooftop in LA all those years ago?
Of course, the world famous rooftop that was on the ground.
Yeah, by Pool. That was so fun. She
by
was
pool,
awesome.
But don't worry.
Anyway. But
she was she was amazing. Sorry, I went to
she
go
was
into
amazing.
More about the pool
no
dramas.
No one cares.
No one cares.
Pool details.
In-depth story about a thing that happened.
Yep, it's pretty funny though. Good one.
Thank you.
But we were in a taxi in the morning on this freeway, and the driver, they drive so fast over there. He was going like 200 k's an hour, speeding down this freeway so fast, and I was watching his head drop down, fully drop down. And then I'd see him catch himself, and then he'd look up and he'd go, oh, and he kept falling asleep at 200 k's an hour on the freeway. And so I whacked him on the shoulder and I got so cross at him. I said, stop falling asleep. I'm going to get out on the side of this road over here with my luggage if you keep falling asleep. I was so cross.
Yeah.
And I didn't get out, but I was very close to getting out.
Were you ever going to get out?
I got out. Maybe I did get out.
Did you?
I can't remember. No, I can't remember. I got very close because he was asleep driving at 200, like literally asleep, not just a bit dozy, like fast asleep and then waking himself up.
I feel like you've put mayo on the speed.
I haven't.
It wasn't.
Go listen back
Autobahn.
To 5 years ago. I would have told this story.
Oh, thank God. That's where I'm up to in the podcast.
Go listen to the tape.
The reel to reel. What do you want to know?
Well, I'm just interested whether people have seen people fall asleep on the job in situations. You can't fall asleep when you're driving someone at 200 k's an hour along a freeway.
Because
you just can't.
I fell asleep when I was, I'll consult you off air and I'll see whether I should say this and then I'll tell you next if you think it's a good idea.
I want okay, that's a great idea. Yep. Stories of falling asleep on the job. Who did you see? Was it yourself?
Right.
Did you fall asleep on the job? Call us 131060.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Radios and the listener app for your Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 131060, when did you fall asleep on the job?
Yeah, on the way to work this morning, the cabbie was doing a lot of smacking his cheeks to keep him awake.
I didn't know people did that. Like
they don't. That's why I mean it was like a sketch.
Yeah,
it's like, well, he can't. That's not really what keeps you awake. But then do it. Try it. It certainly wakes you up. I mean, that hurts, you know. That'd keep me up and about in the morning.
Not
then
those
he was
cheeks,
like,
just hit myself in the headphones.
But that wasn't the first time I've been in a car. I was in a car in LA with a driver going about 200 k's an hour and he actually fully fell asleep and had to whack his arm and kept waking him up. So we're asking on 131060, when did you fall asleep on the job or see someone asleep on the job? Nicole, was it you?
It was me. Yep. I fell asleep on the job.
What do you do for a job?
I work in contemporary dance as a lighting and sound technician.
I can see why you fell asleep.
Yeah, exactly right. And we had been in rehearsals for about a month and this lady was doing a contemporary dance piece dedicated to her mother that had passed. I can't stop laughing, sorry. Dedicated to her mother that had passed. I fell asleep halfway through, pressed play. Pet Shop Boys started playing halfway through.
Go west.
Yeah, pretty much. And it wasn't a pretty save. I probably played about three other songs before I found the right
piece.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Oh, Nicole, what did the lady say? Was she upset?
She wasn't upset. She was devastated. I had to do a runner after the show so she didn't see me.
Oh, and it was just a once-off, was it?
It was a once-off. We had a long week. No, I don't fall asleep every time I work. It was just a once-off.
Not judging, Nicole. Not judging at all. Good on you. Fine. What a great story.
Because
not so great for the lady, but yeah.
Because I did drama, right? And so.
Oh, you never told me your story off air, by the way, either.
Oh, it's all right.
You're going to check with me that it's okay for on air. But,
I think we should avoid it. Because I did drama when we had to put on plays, the dance troops would do dance as well. And so watching my dad trying to understand contemporary dance, he said to me afterwards, he said, If there is one more dance, I'm never coming to this again. I do not need to see people writhe around on stage and pay money to do so.
I used to do that kind of dancing. I loved every minute of it. David, did you fall asleep on the job?
I did, I'm afraid. I was a uni student back late 90s. And worked for Pizza Heaven in Wagga and somehow managed to go through four sets of traffic lights.
Whoa. How'd you know?
Oh, David.
Did you get four tickets?
No, it was fairly late at night, and that was thankfully before Wagga put cameras up on the lights, but it gave me a good lesson.
What was the lesson?
Mate, that could have ended so differently for you, David, in many different ways.
Else,
gosh. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. I mean, sorry, I meant for you as well, but I also was thinking of all the other poor people on the road. Oh, my God,
who would have thought
David.
It's Pizza Haven that's not here anymore? Should we go to Alicia? G'day, Alicia.
Hi.
How are you?
Yeah. Good, thanks.
That's good. What did you? When did you fall asleep on the job?
I used to work in a chicken abattoir for about 10 years. And from the whole time, I used to fall asleep gutting the chickens, feathering the chickens with knives, cutting the bums off the chickens, doing the neck.
Do you cut the bums off?
Yeah, underneath the tail, there's a little bum hole.
You cut the bum hole out?
Yes.
I didn't know
that. We don't want to eat it, do
you? I mean, I don't know.
Isn't that the stuffing area?
Yeah, the stuffing area.
I did not know you cut the bum hole.
Yeah. So, how did you girls, stay?
Hey? Did you ever wake up with a face?
You stayed how did you stay employed in the job if you kept falling asleep?
I don't know. My boss just really loved me. I worked there for over 10 years. I got nicknamed Noddy because I just fall asleep. Like, I could gut a whole chicken and get all the guts out of sleep.
Hey, Alicia, my dad always said to me, that like whenever I'd ask like what's in a pie or what's in a snag, he would always say it's mainly ears and assholes. What do they do with the chicken's bum holes? Do they go into snags and pies and stuff?
No, they just go down the drain to test like Phil. But people do eat the feet. And in roosters, we used to do the roosters.
Yeah,
there's like little giblet things. They're the balls, the rooster's balls. The people want them. They're a delicacy for Chinese people.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, good on you. Thanks, Alicia.
Okay.
Good stuff. Bickers.
Yep. Tommy.
Hey, mate. G'day, Alex.
Hey.
How are you?
Oh,
as Alex hung up?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's hard to go up from chicken's bum holes.
Carrie and Tommy. On your radios and the listener app for your Tuesday arvo, it's Carrie and Tommy.
Because I created a bit of a storm accidentally on my own social media, which was only a shock to me because I thought it was the most innocuous post ever. And I reckon I got maybe 1,000 messages about it. Anyway, I'll tell you about it next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday afternoon.
Bickers, what is night?
Is this a trick question? It's the opposite of day.
I didn't. The reason this started, right? And the reason I'm.
Would you like me to give you a time window? Is that what you're asking?
Well, the reason I'm even posing the question is because I posted something on my Instagram the other day, and I said, went for my first night swim this morning, and it was a little video of it being pitch black, right? And yep. I got inundated with people saying, how can you go for a night swim in the morning?
Oh, get a life, because it's you went for a swim very early in the morning when it was still dark.
Well, then I followed up.
I'm having a go at them.
Well, then I followed.
It's a night swim in the morning.
Yeah, but then I followed up and I said, you know, what's 2 a.m.? And so many people.
That's a night swim, and then that's just a night swim.
But 2 a.m. is night, right? That's not morning.
No, 2 a.m. I assumed when you said I went for a night swim in the morning, you went about just before 5, just as the sun was like.
Oh, sorry, I did. But then I was trying to clarify the argument of when does night become morning.
13, so nighttime is 2 a.m., 100%.
13, 10,
so
16.
If you went for a swim at 2 a.m., you went for a swim at night.
Okay, but then it's 2 in the morning.
Yes, but it's a night swim.
I'm with you, and I agree. But
you don't say 2 o'clock at night.
What do you mean?
You say 2 o'clock in the morning. You would never say to someone, I'll see you at the club at 2 o'clock at night. I mean, I'd never say that to someone.
Would you ever say that for anything? when are we booked for dinner? 8 o'clock at night.
Yes, you would. You would say 8 o'clock at night. Of course you would.
Wouldn't you just say 8 because no one has dinner?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
But you would, but the point I'm making is in that example, it is the morning. 2 a.m. is the morning.
Hang on. I know somehow.
I'm so confused.
I know. And also somehow it sounds like we're having an argument, but I agree. There was just a huge number of people.
So what do people think?
That is morning and not night. Yes. Is that what you think? Producer Sonda, the boss of the show.
Yes. So obviously anything with an AM is the morning and anything with a PM is the
evening. So if I'm out at 3 AM.
Anything that's when, no, if it's dark, it's night.
So if I'm out
at. But some countries are dark 24/7, depending on how
the sun's.
Well,
then they've got a lot of night time.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, that's true. So if I'm out at 3 AM. I'm not out at night.
Sorry, you might say you've had a late night because it started at night and continued, but if you got up at 3 a.m., you would say, ooh, that's early in the morning. It is the morning.
No, that's the middle of the night.
But what it's about, not. The middle of the night's midnight.
What about
do you
mean?
Why
early in the morning starts at about 4:30. This is the specific.
This is the little fire I was hoping to start.
What about 2 p.m.? When we is all 2 agreed. P.m. at night?
No, obviously, Jesse, okay, do you not understand? Well, that's logic, the though. Afternoon.
No, 2 p.m. is the afternoon.
That's a great point, though.
Yeah,
yes, because he's making the point, Sonda, that AM's morning and PM is night, but 2 p.m. is at night.
Okay, it's the afternoon, and the way that we divide time is that there's morning where there's midnight, then there's very early in the morning, then there's roughly early in the morning, then there's midday, then there's the afternoon, then there's the
Donnie,
evening.
Donnie, this is a great point. You just called it midnight.
No, I think he's really caught you out there, Donnie.
Certainly
sorry,
not.
But I think
you just said midnight, right?
Yes.
Midnight.
Yes.
Well, like midday, it means the middle of the night.
Yes, it is the middle of the night.
So how can anything after
2 a.m. is still nighttime.
Yeah. No, it's the marker that Carrie wants to take Ollie to go stand at Greenwich Mean Time. No, that's to do with dates.
No. She's clutching.
I'm not clutching at anything. And the listeners will agree with me.
131060, give us a call. What is night?
Carrie and Tommy. For your drive home this Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on 131060. What is night?
What is night? I thought I knew what the night was.
And then, when it's dark.
Well, apparently it's more contentious than that, Bickers, because I posted a picture and I said I went for my first night swim this morning, and boy, did it kick off. You can't go for a night swim in the morning. And then people were saying 2 a.m. is morning and not night. And I got a bit overwhelmed.
Jay, can you help Tommy? What is night?
I would say that night is from anywhere from sunset to sunrise.
So,
oh my God, Jay, that's actually what it is. Of course it is. It's when it goes dark. That's right.
But I would argue that it's 6 a.m. is morning.
But also in summer, when the sun doesn't set till say 9 p.m., Jay, is 8 p.m. still day or is 8 p.m. night?
I would say that would still be day then. I would say from. Because sunset and sunrise changes, I would say that also changes.
So you would say to someone, I'll meet you at 8 p.m. in the daytime.
I wouldn't say that. I would just say I'd see you at 8.
Does that help you, Tommy?
No, because I don't agree. I've always loved your work and respect what you do, but I don't.
But you haven't given us a definitive. What do you think night is?
Oh, because I've just realised that I don't know.
But if you've said you don't agree with Jay, then you must have in your head what you think it is.
So, no, I don't. I don't know.
We won't judge you.
So when I was in Antarctica, it didn't get dark, but there's still what I would call nighttime.
Oh, is there?
Because there's midnight. It can't be midnight if there's no night.
So it's got to be clock-based for you then.
I don't know, Jesse. Look, I don't have all the answers, guys, and you've got to stop looking to me for them.
Well, Blair's going to help you. Blair, what does Tommy do about his predicament?
Tommy, you went for a swim in the dark, mate. Don't overthink it.
But was it nighttime, though, Blair?
Mate, if you look out and the sun's not up, it's nighttime. If you go outside and the sun's up, it's daytime.
But you know what I love about this? You're right, and I shouldn't overthink it, but I guarantee that in 2 days from now, you're going to kick off this debate at some kind of social gathering you're at, and you're going to find yourself way too invested at something that you – because when I first started getting messages, I didn't care at all either. And then it stews in your little head.
I think after midnight onwards is a lot easier to define. Like I reckon once the sun's up, it's daytime, right? It's the hours before midnight.
But I don't agree.
It's tricky to decide if the sun's up, is it nighttime?
When it's daylight savings and it's 9 p.m. and it's still light, that's not daytime.
That's what I'm saying. It's trickier that side of the hour. But from 12 o'clock at night onwards, it's actually quite easy. If it's dark, it's dark. Once the sun's up, it's daytime. Tamsin?
Tamsin? I don't know anything about anything.
Tamsin, do you know anything about anything?
Oh, mate, this is going to tick me off.
Yeah.
You there?
Yeah. Go for it, Tamsin.
Well, I used to work at Macca's. And you had a swim in the morning.
Yeah.
Because
I
used to start at like 4 a.m. sometimes and open the cafe.
Yeah.
I don't say good night and give them their freaking OJ. I say good morning. I say good morning, here's your OJ.
Freaking OJ.
Yeah.
Oh, you're I'd like to see you at 3 in the morning, Tamsin.
But Tamsin, firstly, great example and well played.
Thank you.
But if you were having a big night out and you left your friends at 4 a.m., you're not saying good morning then. You're saying good night.
I'm saying, you're right. I'm saying good night because I've just had a night out. You're right. You got me there. But I'd still say it's in the morning and get home and get in your woody because what are you doing at 4 in the morning out?
But then why are you saying
so did you get home, Tommy, this morning? Or this night time?
That's why we're trying to get to the bottom of it. Because I'm trying to work out. G'day, Simon.
Did you do an all-nighter?
Nah, I'm good. We're happy. G'day, Simon.
Hey, how are you guys going?
Mate, so lost, so confused. Can you answer the simple question, what is night?
Yeah, well, I just think there's afternoon, goes up to a certain time till the sun goes down. Then that's evening. But as soon as it hits midnight, it's morning from there. Because why would it be called like 1 a.m., 2 a.m.? That's morning.
But why would it be called midnight if it wasn't in the middle of the night?
Well, it's still night, but it's morning as well.
Gary and Tommy. Yes, and we are doing it all thanks to the Chemist Warehouse Half Price Sale. It is on now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
This is the good thing. It's big brands as well. It's all the stuff you want, not the piddly little ones that you're not interested in. The big brands, you think, oh, I'll get that when I can. Get it now, half price. What?
That's 2 days and you haven't
noticed. But I haven't noticed your blush.
No, it's not blush.
Is it rouge?
I've got new eyeliner today because.
Oh,
why do I even bother putting a full face?
Maybe you were born
on.
With it. That's great.
What's coming up?
I ruined a party. and we've got to talk about it next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie and Tommy.
Because a few mates ran into the house the other day and one of my mates had his kid there, and you wouldn't believe how excited this sentence made me. He came up to me and he said, "Hey, Tommy, do you want to see a magic trick?" And because, as you know,
oh, magic, your heart just burst.
Magic is one of my favorite things in the world, right? And this kid does the world's worst magic trick. like he
but
goes,
no kid does a good magic trick.
I know.
He used to do the cup thing, the three cup thing where you move it all around. Guess which, you know.
Yeah. He did a disappearing thing, but he just held it in his hand and then went slowly, moved it down behind his back.
Oh,
dropped
sweetie.
It and then slowly took his clenched fist back out and then opened it, went, "Where did it go?" And I was like, "Man, behind your back,
that
would
have been your early days.
No,
of doing
I didn't.
Magic.
Of course I didn't. I was great audience. Even if I can see exactly how you do the trick, I will always be a great magic audience. But
were
of
you
course,
doing magic as a kid yourself?
I don't think so. I think it's something I took to in my mid-30s. But anyway, I was like, "That's a sick trick, bro." And then I said, do you want to see me do some tricks? Well, they're not really tricks, but I can just like shove stuff up my nose. So I like grab a pen, like, "Oh!" like disappear up my nose and then go,
"Oh my God, that was good."
And pull it out of
my
mouth.
Oh my God,
that
was very good.
Doing that stuff, right? And he is losing his mind. And his dad was like, "Oh, this is great. He just loves magic." And I'm like, "Does he want to see like cool tricks?" And I said, "Do you want to see some cool tricks?" And I said to my mate, "Have you got some cards?" He goes and gets me cards. And it wasn't a normal deck of cards, so I started getting worried. That
was like, Uno.
No, it had pictures. It had pictures on them. It was like Wonder Woman cards. It has like pictures. Oh. And so I go, "Oh, I don't think these are going to work for tricks." And he goes, "Matt, he's five. Like, do whatever trick like you want. Like, you saw him just slowly put something behind his back." And I'm trying to do these like hard technical tricks.
Yeah.
And then, so I did a few card tricks and it was amazing. And I... because I love having an audience, I'm like, "Oh my God, no one my age thinks magic is cool. This kid is the coolest kid in the world, and I'm really going to blow his mind." And so I said, "Yo, bro, you like fire?"
Oh, God.
What does a 5-year-old say to that?
He goes, "Yeah."
Yes, every 5-year-old likes fire.
Yes, that's what I thought, right? And so then I go into my friend's bathroom and she came in and she said, "What are you doing?" And I grabbed her deodorant and I sprayed I sprayed it all over my hand.
Oh.
And she goes, "Have you done this before?"
Oh my God.
And I said, "Nah, but I reckon it'll be fine." Right? But then I come out, so I've got a fresh hand coated in deodorant. And I come out and so I'm ready to set my hand on fire and do like this flaming, like, all right. And I'm picturing this kid going, "He's the king of magic, everybody." And I come out and he's gone off me and he's engrossed now in another conversation with another adult. And I'm like, "Hey, kid, because my hand is rapidly drying, right? The deodorant, because you got to get it while it's still fresh on your hand."
Yeah.
And so I'm like, kid, fire. And then finally I get his attention. I go, "Look at this." And I hold my hand near a flame and nothing happens, right?
Yeah.
And he's so disappointed. And I'm like, "Oh." And so he turns around and that's when I quickly go and I get the deodorant can. And I come back and there's a candle sitting there. And I said, "Hey, bro."
Oh, no, you got desperate.
"You want to see a fireball?"
Oh, no.
Let it go. Oh, no.
And he goes,
"Let it go."
And he goes, "Yeah." And I said, "Yeah, watch this." And I hid the deodorant can behind my hand, right, down near the candle. And then I went and blew with my mouth. And I went, and as I did that, I pressed down on the deodorant can. And my God.
Burnt the crap out of your hand?
A huge fireball in the in the living room set the plant like on fire, right? And I look over, this kid runs to his dad and starts crying in his side.
Of course. There's a fire in the house.
Yeah, but I asked him, "Do you like fire?"
I'm surprised he wasn't dropping and rolling.
But I asked him, "Do you like fire?" And he said, "Yes."
He's five.
Yes. you're right. Anyway, and you know what he said then? We got him calmed down and composed, and I promised no more fireballs, and we dusted out the plant that was on fire. And then he kept saying, he's like, make yourself disappear. That's what he kept saying. Yeah. I want to know.
Could you do it, or are you not that good at magic?
No, he had to go home. It was getting late. 13, 10, 10, 60.
Make yourself disappear. It's such a sledge.
Yeah, and he kept saying it. I was like, oh, it's my friend's house. No. 13, 10, 60. Give us a call. Oh. I thought I was being fun, but I was the only one. Have you had a time like that where you think you've been so fun and no one else does? Give us a call.
13 10 60, the number. We'll do it next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday afternoon. And 13 10 60, when did you ruin fun?
Yeah, I thought I was being fun. I was hanging out with a kid who's told me he liked magic. We were at a mate's house. I love magic. I started asking him if he wanted to see some tricks. I said, does he like fire? He said yes. He lied. Then,
you burnt down the living room.
Because then when I did a massive fireball for him, he cried.
Set the living room
and
on fire.
His kids don't.
You set a pot plant on fire.
Yeah.
It's like when kids say they like fire, they want to meet. They want to ride on the fire truck and see the fireman, but they don't want to go in and stop a house burning down.
But see, I reckon with that too, I reckon if you got over 60 on that fire truck, they're going to start complaining. Kids need to harden up these
days. Yes, they're
five. Well, don't say you like fire. Anyway, g'day, Olivia.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, thank you. Hey, when did you ruin fun? What happened?
So my younger sister's name is Island. And I was about 7, and I think she might have been 4. And we had a European calendar. And on the calendar for Easter, it said that it was Easter in brackets except Ireland. And I convinced her that she wasn't allowed to celebrate Easter that year.
I love that. So cunning, so young. What happened? Did she cry?
Yeah, she was in tears for, like, the whole day. So funny.
Olivia, you're
so
funny.
Funny.
Yeah, you're
sisters.
Funny.
Oh.
Do you like fire, Olivia?
I guess.
Yeah, again, she's a kid, mate.
Thanks, Olivia.
You pyromaniac.
Big is who we got?
What we got? Dave. Hey, Dave, do you like fire?
Love fire.
Yes. Would you cry if I did a fireball, Dave?
Well, yeah, working as a fiery, it does help, I guess.
You're fiery, Dave.
Yeah.
The best. Good people.
How often, Dave, do you get called to people's houses when they've done dumb stuff like Tommy did and they've accidentally?
I've been called to people having a hungy in the backyard, and we've come out with like 4 trucks to put out a blaze, and it's just someone having an average barbecue with friends. So, and then people do the joke, "Oh, the strippers are here," sort of thing. So,
have you ever run with it, Dave?
No, definitely not.
Hey, I know this. I'm getting off topic, Dave. It's notoriously hard to pass the fireys entrance test. Did you pass the first time you did it?
It's like winning the lottery, really, to get in. I was lucky enough to get in as a retained firefighter, so it's like a part-time firey.
Mm-hmm.
But you're still equipped with all the gear and whistles to do your job. You just can do it in your own time along with your job. So, I recommend it to anyone that wants to get in fire rescue easier. Aww.
Good on you, Dave. And when did you ruin fun?
Okay, so I was 17 at the time. I lied about my age and said I was 18. I went to a pub for a girl's 18th birthday party, went to the door. The bouncer kicked me out and said I couldn't actually get in. I tried to ring the girl for her 18th birthday to say, hey, you know, I'm here, I can't get in. And she goes, well, tough luck, you know, I've got to enjoy my birthday. So me and my mate went out the back of where the pub is, and there's like a big veranda, and we decided to get on a few sneaky beers that we had in the courtesy bus, and I ran towards a light post. Said I was singing in the rain, and I swung around this light post, and it snapped, and it tripped out the whole pub. So, yeah, everyone on the veranda come running out to see what was going on, and there was a 17-year-old me sitting on the ground pretending I hurt myself, and yeah, it was pretty scary at the time because the manager was like, you're going to pay this big fine and all this sort of stuff. And lucky the courtesy bus driver was nice to quickly hop in the bus. Let's get out of here. So, yeah, I've never gone back to that pub, but I wrecked that girl's birthday at the same time.
You were on a getaway.
Give her a happy birthday message now, Dave. What was her name?
It was Alicia at the time, but, you know, I'm 33 now, but I was 17 at the time. And it was at Southwest Rocks, and I live at the Central Coast, so lucky I'm pretty far away.
Happy birthday, Alicia.
Yeah. Good on you, Dave. Thank you, brother. Let's go. Jono. G'day, Jono.
How you going, mate?
Yeah, good, legend. When did you ruin fun?
Over summertime with a mate's young bloke, about 5 years old, and down the beach, and I've done the, like, Wizzy Diz, helicoptered him out into the water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And as soon as I've let go, his mum and dad have gone, Jono, you can't swim.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Tuesday, Arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Some huge news from Europe overnight. Blackpool forward Jake Daniels has ended decades of silence, becoming the first openly gay active footballer player in the UK since the 90s. It's incredible and hopefully will pave the way for other footballers, you know, to be able to be who they are and true to themselves. Yep. He said, I've hated lying my whole life, 17 years, and I felt the need to change to fit in, and I no longer want to do that. He said that he told his club a while ago and they couldn't have been more supportive, and he said, I want to be a role model. There are people out there in the same space as me that may not feel comfortable revealing their sexuality. I just want to tell them that you don't have to change who you are or how you should be just to fit in. You being you and being happy is what matters most. This is him chatting in an interview about his decision to come out.
Why do you think there is this big taboo in male professional football about being gay?
I think it comes down with a lot of footballers want to be known as like masculinity, and I think being gay, a lot of people use it as being weak. So a lot of people would say, like, you're doing that because you're gay, and they're going to just say it's because you're weak, and it's just not the case. So a lot of people don't want to do that because in football they are masculine and it's something that you can get picked on for on the field.
It's a huge move, which obviously shouldn't be a huge move, but I remember talking to Josh Cavallo last year from Adelaide United, who came out, I think it was in October 2021. At the time, there were no other openly gay male footballers playing professional footy, and it was a huge thing for him to do. And we were talking about the crowds and how they might react when he came out into the field. And I remember there was moments after he came out where the crowd did say certain things, and it must be so incredibly hard. But Jake Daniels has addressed that well, and I think he couldn't have said it better.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home to Sabo.
Hey, Bickers, I've got a fun little game for us, but I haven't given Jesse the heads up, so let's see how it goes. This is the body version of...
Guess what you've got.
That's pretty good, Jess.
Oh,
damn.
Very quick.
He's on it.
Does he just fire a button now, or is that still his mouth moving?
Hey?
Does he fire a button now of that sentence, or is that still his mouth moving?
Wait, watch my mouth and then set me up.
Okay. Let's play.
Guess what you've got. Nah, it's too hard.
At least if you're going to do that, can I stick my hand up your bum like you're a puppet? Oh, no, hang on, wait. It's the other guy.
Guess what you've got.
Wait. Sorry. You're being...
You...
You've got to stick your hand up my butt.
Yeah, and then... Yeah.
As long as someone's got someone's hand
up. No butts need to be stuck up. What is this? Just so we've got to guess the body part.
Just because you're in London, mate, and you're missing out on all the hand up butt stuff that we're doing over here.
Am I? Or am I?
who's sticking his hand up your butt over there?
Let's move and play the game.
There's no one else in the room. How's that
on air? Extracurricular. Can we just play the game, please?
I picture them, because I can only see you sitting at a desk, I picture it's like Agra's cartoon connection, and there's someone under the desk operating you this whole time. Okay, let's play.
I just realised I should be making the most out of the fact that I'm in this studio on my own. I should be doing some random stuff. I should just be farting like a trooper.
You have,
because I'm on my own in here.
Is that what you do?
Still in when a public office space.
And also, but when you get into a space by yourself, is that how you really live it up? Maybe I'll just take a dump on the floor. Actually, Bickers. We have.
Okay, so we're playing the human body version of.
Guess what you've got?
Yeah, I started making a noise. And see if you can.
Guess what you've got?
Yeah, I didn't know if it worked in that tense. Okay. But anyway, here it is.
What? That's from your body?
That is from my body. One more time?
That's weird. You need to get that checked out. That's your mouth making that noise.
Ooh, specifically?
Something to do with the back of your throat, your little thing that dangles down around there.
Incorrect, but thank you for your guess.
I've got a guess.
Yes.
Is it your jaw clicking? Squeaking?
Great guess, Jesse. Incorrect, though. Web guy Eli, so you had teeth a theory grinding. Over there. Oh. It's not teeth grinding, Bickers. You would like to guess that? No, it's not teeth grinding. Anyone? You are in the right
region.
Play it
again.
It's something
play
from
it
your head, right? Oh. Is it to do with your ears?
It is not to do with my ears.
Damn it.
But it's believe... he said it's to do with your mouth, isn't it?
No.
Isn't it something in your mouth?
Nope.
Oh, you said close. Okay.
No, sorry. Head region is correct.
Okay.
I think a swimming camp on the weekend may have had something to do with this because I've noticed it since then when I wake up.
Is it to do with your nose?
Incorrect.
Oh, damn it.
Neck.
Like, oh, interesting. How do you think?
You turn your head.
Do you think that's... Hang on. Can I turn my head to that noise? Wait.
It'd be relieving.
It's very visual. The people driving on their car that just can't see me slowly turning my head.
Right, I bet you they're turning their heads so just to see what it would be like.
No, it's not turning my neck. Great guess. Come on, we've got to wrap up this game of...
Guess what you've got.
It's a bit slow.
I reckon it's your shoulder.
It is not my shoulder. No, it's head.
So it's not your nose, not your ears, not your mouth.
Yes, great. We're getting closer.
Your eyes.
Your eyes.
It is my eyes.
That's your eyes.
When I wake up in the morning, I feel like maybe I'm a bit waterlogged still from swim camp. When I've woken up in the morning, the last couple of days, I go to rub my eyes like this, right? And one of them, my left one, always goes. Like that. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Wait, did you record
that? No, it doesn't. That is
I recorded
bullshit.
That. That was this morning.
That's a bird, mate. That is not your eye. Hey? What do you mean you held your iPhone up to your eye?
No. I recorded it in voice memos and then sent it to Jez.
That is not. Did Jez really?
Look, 8:23 a.m. this morning. Producer Sonda's looking at my voice memo. Yeah.
You think it's real?
This is a weird thing for me to lie about.
No, but that's concerning now. The eyes don't make that noise.
Eyes don't make noise, do they?
Also, when we play Guess What You've Got, you make your sounds live, so do it again.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So I know you're normally the one with the bright ideas.
You call my ideas stupid.
Yeah, they are, actually. You think they're bright ideas.
So you're normally the one with the stupid ideas. Are you going to try your hand?
Normally yours involves inventing something, right?
Yes,
But I have an idea that involves just using something we already have for a different purpose. And I don't know if we've discussed this before because it's not the first time I've done it, but I'm doing it regularly while over here in London and people are stopping to look and then going, great idea, and walking off. Not quite that cheesy. Great idea, Carrie.
Do it in the accent.
Hold on. Great idea, Carrie. No.
You didn't even at the end of the day.
I know.
I'm trying to drop the end the at the end of the day.
Did you do it in your head,
work
though?
When I do. I did.
I'm interested.
You know when you go grocery shopping?
Nope.
And do you walk? Oh, sorry.
I'm aware.
Okay, no, but you do this.
I've been with your
you
family.
You do
this. Yes.
You pop up to get a few things at the grocery store.
Oh,
you do that.
I'm very aware of doing shopping for one day, yes.
Okay, and then sometimes you get there and you get a little bit more than you can carry because you just popped up to get a couple of things and then before you know it, you've walked out with five bags, right?
Yes, and you've forgotten to take your bags and then you get new bags and you feel bad and you add them to the 4,000 that you've got under the sink and you plan to take back one day.
And then you have to lug them home.
Have we?
Right? And that walk home is a very tricky walk home.
Yes. Have we talked about the fact that you are the one responsible for Australia no longer having single-use plastic bags?
I'm not. Well, lead is I'm not.
So you're blaming Waleed. You're blaming Waleed for the fact that I now have thick, I now have 4,000 thick plastic bags under my
sink. Use them as your garbage bag.
Yep.
You environment hater. So
I'm not
the one
that made people start taking
walking.
Double thickness. Yes, sorry. Yes,
I have been walking to drop Addie off.
It sounds like a lie. Why did it sound like a lie?
Because I realise there's a slight detail in it that I don't need the world to know, just for privacy purposes. I was just editing myself on the run.
Were you carrying Addie in a bag?
Yeah, you've been dogging or something? What's happening? Just been prowling local parks? What have you been doing?
Anyway, let's not get bogged down on where or how or what I'm dropping Addie off at. But I'm dropping Addie off in a pram.
What are you doing?
And then I don't
running drug
stopped.
Deals with Addie as a cover or something?
Now, and Addie, then, leave the Coles bag over there.
Yeah, Addie, under the bench.
Once I drop her off, I've got an empty pram for the ride home. And on the way past, I drop into a bit of Marks and Spencer to get my groceries, and I have discovered I can do a full week shop and load it all into the empty pram, and then I just push the pram the 3 or 4 Ks home, and I have to carry the groceries, so, and everyone drops past to see the kid and go, oh, and then they go, oh, and then they go, what a good idea. Great idea, Carrie.
So is your idea shopping prams?
Yes.
So I have to go get a pram and push one around.
No, think about it. How often do you want to put? No, hold on. How often do you want to push your shopping trolley home? All the time. You push it about 100 metres from home, then you go, I can't really push it any further than this because it's not okay to take a shopping trolley home.
No, it's because the wheels lock now.
Okay. Well, why don't we stop pushing trolleys around the shopping centre? Mm. Everyone just has prams they push around the shopping centre, and then they can push the pram home. They're just shopping prams, and I think it's genius.
I think it is genius, but I've got an even better idea for you. If you do all your shopping in your pram and you put it all on the bottom and then you chuck Addie on top, you don't have to pay for it either. Just wheel it out with her covering up all your...
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon. The paper quiz is coming up next, guys. But before we go any further today, I just want to touch on something that happened yesterday.
I'm so excited, Jesse, because it says on my run sheet here, a fun fact.
Well, I don't know that you're going to enjoy this as much as what Bickers is, but yesterday on the show when we played Same, Same But Spoken... Mm-hmm. Bickers had a question for us.
Is this a dumb question?
Yeah.
What happens when they play it in other languages? Do they sing it in other languages?
Yeah. All singers have to be able to speak every language in the world.
No, how do they do that?
That was because we were playing Same, Same, But Austrian.
Yes.
Yes, I've always wondered, for example, when Dua Lipa has a massive hit in Germany, does she, obviously she doesn't sing a German version, but in Germany you hear a German version of Levitating. Who's singing that?
You've changed your whole, this is not what you were saying yesterday.
That's exactly what I was saying yesterday. Do they hear the English version in Germany? So how do you get different versions? Then how do they say it's Dua Lipa's Levitating if it's in German? And it's not sung by her.
Because whenever you sing someone famous's song, you say, this is Elton John's Rocket Man. You don't say, this is a song that I wrote.
But in Germany, are they playing Elton John's Rocket Man? Do you know what I mean?
If they're saying Dua Lipa has a massive hit in Germany with Levitating, they're just playing Levitating.
Okay, but I'm asking you, on the radio stations in Germany, do they play English music?
I'm sure
they take any country where they speak another language. In Spain, is the music in Spanish or are they playing Elton John's Candle in the Wind?
I'm sure there would be pop stations
singing the words Candle in the Wind.
I'm sure there would be pop stations, classic stations, and then there will be Spanish stations.
I think,
and then there'll be those where they're singing Elton John's Candle in the Wind.
No.
I mean, no one's still singing that song, are they?
Just to clarify what we were talking about yesterday, we had a bunch of Austrian covers of regular English songs. Right?
Yes, we did.
And they sounded similar, but they definitely weren't the same artist.
No, and then Bickers threw a real curveball by bringing Dua Lipa into it today.
Well, turns out Bickers was actually kind of right. So Bickers, your favourite drummer, who is...
Yep. Phil Collins' son?
Yes, yeah. So his dad actually can do it all.
Show me everything, tell me how.
Fred!
Rich. Il y a tant de choses à savoir. Semblant si près, pourtant si loin.
Oh.
Spanish.
Is that him singing all the parts?
Italian.
Yeah. Oh my God. I didn't think Phil Collins could go up in my...
German.
Wow.
Pretty good.
That's incredible.
Well, if you can do that, imagine what his son can do, because...
He can drum in German.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yo, Jesse.
Yeah, dog.
You got that paper ready?
Yeah, dog.
Gary, Tommy, do that quiz from the newspaper. We do the questions first and we get them answers later. Afterwards. Most exciting radio quiz of all time. Gary, Bickmore, Tommy Little, put your hands up because it's quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz
it's
time.
Paper quiz time.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Ooh.
Hey, we're guys, still... guess what?
Oh, please tell me it's
God,
an Australian
we're back
paper.
In Australia.
We're back in Australia.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank
Where
God.
Are we?
The Herald Sun from Melbourne.
Ooh, down south.
All right. Are you ready for your first question? Question number one, who designed the Volkswagen Beetle?
Oh, remember when I bought all these controversial things about Volkswagen and you were worried it was going to get us taken off air?
I think I know this one.
Volkswagen. Mm-hmm. Yep, great.
I don't Henry know the full Volk? Name, but it was Mr. Porsche.
Was it?
Oh.
Pretty sure it's the dude who started Porsche.
Ah. Right,
which
Jesse.
Is why the 911 has such a weird back engine design, same as the Beetle. There you go. Fun fact.
Really, Jess? Mm. So his name is?
Mr. Porsche.
Yes. Sorry, can I ask you more questions about it?
Sure.
I know we don't know his full name, but let's assume it's him. Did he start at Volkswagen and then go and start Porsche?
Ooh, the luxury that's a Porsche.
Great question. I assume that Volkswagen came before Porsche. Because I'm pretty sure that was Germany's first car manufacturer, maybe.
Okay, good stuff.
Anyway, we're guessing at this point. Question number two, who is considered the first computer programmer?
Is it really dumb to say Bill Gates?
Yeah, I thought it was Gates too.
I read how he used to, it used to be these big cardboard things with like.
I thought that he didn't steal, but I thought he... potentially borrowed some stuff from the Apple guys.
I thought it was
from
a
Jobs.
Woman called Grace Hopper who was an admiral and
someone's
and
done the quiz. Someone's done the quiz this morning.
Quiz earlier.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
don't tell me they stole it from her. That's going to make me very
no,
annoyed.
No, I'm thinking old school computer programming, like not what we do now.
Yeah, it must be way before Bill Gates, right?
It will be the idea of using an algorithm or using a computer as a calculator, won't it?
Don't know.
Mr. But, Abacus.
Mr. Cuss.
Okay. So what answer do we go with, Duck?
Thomas Crapper.
No. I said Grace Hopper.
Grace Hopper, sorry. I was so close.
Question number three. What is the common name for dried plums?
Prunes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Prunes? Is it?
Is prune juice good for UTIs? Or have it's I got
cranberry.
It wrong?
Cranberry.
Cranberry. Prunes. No wonder mine won't go away.
But are you shitting yourself? Because isn't prune juice make you poo?
I don't think I've ever had a prune in my life.
No, they're quite yummy, actually.
It's old people food.
Yeah,
isn't it
is, but it's delicious.
Yeah, I put it in the same category as marmalade.
I've got a question on the computer programmer. Mm-hmm. Do you remember Alan Turing, who cracked the Enigma in World War II? With
has this got anything Sonda, to do with the quiz? Sonda or are you just wanting to bring more information? We know you're smart, mate.
Sonda
we
is literally typed into Google.
We know it.
Typed into Google sentences that make me sound smart.
Said, I know.
And she looked at me like it was a two-way conversation.
Oh, you know
do you
Alan
remember
Turing.
Alan Shearer with the Enigma
worry.
Code?
Whatever.
You know, one of the great things from the it was from the Blackburn School of Modern
question
Contemporary.
Question number four: who took over as Chancellor of Germany after Angela Merkel stood down?
Oh, I thought she was still there. So
this is pretty recent,
too.
Isn't it?
Hmm.
And well, I always loved her name because Angela Merkel was her name, and I went to school with Angela Merkel. That's so weird, isn't it? Do you think it's weird?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it is.
She's awesome.
So I have no idea because, like I said, I thought she was still there.
Yeah, I did too.
Can I just throw out a German name that popped into my head then?
Yep.
Scholz.
Scholes.
Come on, Sonda, shouldn't you know?
Eli, the web guy. Look
I think
out.
It's Olaf, because I've never seen a meme with the Frozen. I think it's Olaf or something. Okay. Or Olaf.
Is it Elsa?
All right, question number 5. What does URL stand for? Go back to our computer whiz, producer Sonda.
Unique.
New York.
Something link?
Registered
something
link?
Something link, yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff, guys. That's got to be. Or is it? Hang on. No, wait. Is it Olaf?
All right, the answers. Question number 1 was who designed the Volkswagen Beetle? Mm-hmm. It was Ferdinand Porsche.
Hey!
Good job, Jess.
Question number 2, who is considered the first computer programmer?
One more, Ada Lovelace.
Oh my God, did you? That is correct.
Isn't that the,
well done, Donnie.
Isn't that the penguin from Happy Feet? Lovelace.
That's Olaf. Who is that? Sure, who's Ada Lovelace?
She was in 1800s and she's world's
first computer.
She's definitely
Googled this.
No, because
my time that we've been doing
my street's named after her, but I always thought it was after the star.
What star?
Linda Lovelace.
Oh.
Question, what happened to all the other people you mentioned?
Question number 3. What is the common name for dried plums? It is prunes.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Question number 4. Who took over as Chancellor of Germany after Angela Merkel stood down?
Please.
Oh, my God. Eli and I have nailed this. It's Olaf Scholz.
Olaf Scholz.
Question number 5.
We all laugh.
What does URL stand for? This is for a 4 out of 5. Uniform Resource Locator.
I'll give it to us. Oh,
okay.
Follow Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the podcast is over, Carrie and Tommy are free to check out the Chemist Warehouse half price sale. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.